And on the phone with me, a very special guest, Jeremy Spencer. He is the drummer for Five Finger Death Punch. What's up, brother?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for taking time and to help set this up.
Of course. Anytime, man.
I wanted to catch up with you and the band and see what you guys are doing, you know, between albums. Are you working on something right now? Are you working on new songs? And
yeah, we've been cocooned up for the past several months making the new album. So we're really in the thick of it right now, and it's going really well. You know, we've been working really hard. We have several songs, and basically, you're kind of like just cocooned up in your little bubble every day, and it gets a little tedious and stuff. I mean, it's the best job ever, but I prefer when the records are done, personally.
You like
it's
to
so
go
much cooler just to listen to it than make it, because you do record, stop, repeat, and until it's done, it's just not done. So we've been working really hard, and I'm very happy, and but I am kind of ready to get back out there and start playing live, just because you get that instant exchange from the fans, you know, and the energy is way different. So I'm kind of excited to get back out there again.
Well, you guys had a great year. I mean, with you know, American Capitalist and the Trespass America Festival. In fact, we still got a song. You know, we just played here on Loudwire, "The Pride." It's hanging in there at number 13. Tell me a little bit more about the vibe of the new album. Is it going to be, you know, similar to what we've heard? It seems like the band, you know, started out really, really heavy and then kind of mixed in some other influences, you know, to gain a little bit more acceptance for mainstream radio. Is the new album, again, a mixture of kind of heavy stuff and also some mainstream material? Or tell me more about it.
Yeah, I would have to say that it's just a well-rounded record. We want different vibes. You don't want to have 10 songs or 12 songs that sound the same, because it gets boring. I mean, I certainly love the high energy stuff, but I also like, you know, ballads too. I just think as long as it's a good song, it's a good song, you know, and that's always going to resonate with people. So, but I would have to say that if you like Death Punch, you're going to dig what you hear. It's certainly a continuation. It's the next step for us. I mean, we've been together a few years now, and we really have found our sound. But I would say that there are some differences from this record to the last, just because we've matured more as players and songwriters, you know. But I think that it's well-rounded, and I'm excited for people to hear, for sure.
Can I ask you, like, who's producing the record and where you're recording currently?
Yeah, we're recording in our hometown here of Las Vegas, and Kevin Churko, who's done the last two records, is producing it once again.
Awesome. Well, it's going to sound great then, of course.
Yeah, we're excited, and it's way cool that his recording studio is right down the street from where we live, so it makes it pretty convenient.
Absolutely. I bet you don't walk to work, though, do you?
I sure don't. It's not quite that close, but it's I love it. I love his studio. It's a new studio, and it's really cool. It's a great vibe in there.
Too damn hot to walk around too much in Las Vegas.
Well, certainly not right now, but yeah, it gets up to like 120 degrees here. It's no joke, you know.
Oh yeah, I saw some photos on your Twitter page from the NAMM convention. Good time, I'm sure.
It was great. Yeah, I did all my signings in one day, so it was kind of a whirlwind day. But I got to do signings with Nico McBrain and Mickey D and Bobby Blotzer, guys that I grew up listening to that are like my heroes. So it was really an honor to be able to sign with those guys.
I know. I saw that photo and I was like, I bet he's just digging that.
I was just smiling the whole time, man. you know, it's just like a dream come true.
You look like you got a few more tats since last time I saw you. I saw a picture of you with your shirt off in the parking garage, but you had like both sleeves, and then you had it, you know, a nice theme connected up into a chest piece too.
Yeah, I was actually doing a photo shoot for a clothing company. A friend of mine has a clothing company that day, but yeah, we snapped some shots, and I certainly have been getting a lot of ink. At this point, I don't see myself having to apply for a job at like TCBY Yogurt, so I think I'll be okay. But I certainly have been getting a lot of tattoos. I'm kind of tired of them, man. They all hurt, and it's just I can't sit still long enough. I just start instantly getting an anxiety attack.
Man, I'm the same way. I just got a portrait of James Hetfield on my shin last week when I was off a couple days, and man, talk about pain.
No kidding, right? I mean, none of it feels good. People go, hey, did that hurt? Well, of course it hurt. It was like an X-Acto knife on my throat.
It's worth the pain, though, isn't it?
It's pretty brutal.
Hey, man, before I let you go, and I appreciate you taking time for Loudwire, any kind of timetable for release of the album and a tour to follow? Are we talking summertime, maybe?
Yeah, what I'm hearing is it's going to be late June when the record's dropping. I don't have the official date yet. And there's a big summer tour plan, which I can't quite talk about, but you'll hear about it very soon.
Well, I love surprises, so I can't wait.
Awesome, man.
Does that mean you guys will also be participating in some of the existing festivals? I didn't see you guys on the roster for like Carolina Rebellion or Rock on the Range, so I figure the album's probably coming out after that. But are you guys going to try to squeeze in some festivals, you know, that aren't necessarily, you know, yours as well as, you know, what you got going on?
Well, the first thing is we're going to go do some festivals in Europe. So, yes, the answer is yes. And then as far as the American tour plans, we'll be announcing that real soon.
Man, we can't wait. And Jeremy Spencer, Five Finger Death Punch, always a pleasure to have you on the program. And happy tattooing, happy drumming. And, again, thanks for your time today, man.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.